You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, also for indulging us to go a second time. As I noted earlier, we just wanted to come back in and make a few specific comments about the second block on the application of IHL. This is obviously a really crucial section, as IHL is central to our work here, and it provides a foundation for the elements that will follow on prohibitions, regulations, and other measures. So on the first paragraph that you have, we do think it's really helpful to state the principle that IHL applies to new types of weapons, weapons of the future, although we certainly think the second point on the application of IHL to laws is really the crux of the issue and the more important point for purposes of this instrument. But on the first paragraph, we did have some particular concerns with the language. The body of IHL applies to the use of any means of warfare in any kinds of weapons in the conduct of hostilities, but it's not the case that all rules of IHL apply to all kinds of weapons. For example, there are some rules of IHL that are applicable only to specific types of weapons, and so the application of some IHL rules does depend on the military technology used. The ICJ's advisory opinion on nuclear weapons, which is where the language in paragraph one was based on, references the cardinal principles of IHL rather than all IHL rules. So we would propose, as one potential fix to the problem I just highlighted, saying that the cardinal principles of IHL apply independent of the military technology used. There could be other fixes to address that same issue. On the second paragraph, we again would recommend hewing more closely to the particular language in paragraph 21A of the 2023 GGE report, which did not use the word deployment. Now, again here, we would then propose to add the two paragraphs above from the preliminary considerations section into this box, because we don't see them as freestanding. We see them as being on the application of IHL, as we noted previously. And then lastly, we just wanted to point out and propose some additional language, agreed language, on the application of IHL, similar to what our colleague from Austria, we think, proposed earlier. These are based on paragraph 17 of the 2019 report, and we think would be really useful to capture as key elements of an instrument. So I can read them out. The first is compliance with the IHL requirements and principles, including inter alia distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, and the potential use of weapon systems, requires inter alia that human beings make certain judgments in good faith based on their assessment of the information available to them at the time. And then the second proposed addition would be the IHL requirements and principles, including inter alia distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, must be applied through a chain of responsible command and control by the human operators and commanders who use weapon systems. Our delegation thinks these are really important ideas, and we hope they might address some of the issues and concerns that others have raised this morning. And of course, they have the benefit of being consensus language, so we think it would be useful to add them. Thank you.